Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build the big business. Listen, we're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you haven't done this already. Get this call over to some other people so they can get coached up, too. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Oh, hopefully everyone is doing amazing on this morning. We have gotten another chance. God woke us up. And so he's given us a new series. Something has to end, something new began. And I know on this past weekend we had an amazing conference called Synergy. People came from all over the nation to get empowered. And they've said so many things to themselves. They've gotten, not only empowered, they were enlightened, they were entertained, they were motivated, and it's time to move. And so God definitely gave me clearly that the second day of the conference, we talked about that the word was implementation. And I know that that's probably one of the hardest parts for success for so many people. And so here we are in this new series, and it's, God said, listen, you said it. Now take action. You said it. Now action. I want you to turn your Bibles to James chapter 2, verses, we're going to go 14 through 18 on today. And I know that's quite a bit of a passage, but I need you to get this so clear in your heart that God rewards actions, not your words. And so we're going to go through the process. We think that we already know. We think in advance that the Holy Spirit is going to impart us with wisdom, illuminate us with everything we need, including courage to take action on things that people have said that they want to do. They've said even what they desire, but without the action, you're not going to get the result, and that's just the truth. And so this is what we talk about here at Power Starts Your Day. And so we got to go to the Lord so we always stay in truth. And even if you try to deviate from truth, if you're delusioned in any means that God does not want to reward you for your action, we want to get back on track with the truth. And so let's go to the Lord on together and be on one accord. And I want you to put your whole being in this because it's extremely important that you send a very clear message to God on what you really want. Father God, we come before you on today. Today, this is a day that you made me so joyous, and we're glad. We're here another day in the land of the living. Father God, as your sons and your daughters call upon your name on this day, we're thanking you, Father God, that your Holy Spirit is giving us exactly what we need so we won't be afraid to do what it is that we need to do so we can see the results in our life that we're desiring. Dear Lord, as we come before you, we're asking you, Father God, to show us how to empty out everything that is holding us back from you being able to give us fully what it is that we need. We're asking, Father God, that you remove the salt from our eyes, dear Lord, and that we'll open up our spiritual ears so we can hear very clearly what you will have to say to us on today as we go out and do big, great exploits in your name. Let us be careful to acknowledge you in all of our ways, that we want to be the example of the kingdom. So that means that we have to die to our flesh. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that the flesh is dying even now, and that we are allowing your spirit to take full control here at Power Start Your Day. You are always welcome. This is your home. We have no power without you. And so we're so grateful for all what you're going to be sharing with us on today. And we're ready to go out and implement what it is that you're telling us to do. And we want to seal this prayer in our Savior, our King, the majestic name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I want to go straight into the passage in our Bible. These are the basic instructions before we get out of here, right, before we go home to the Lord. And I want all of us to make it count this time that we're here on earth. And so we go to James chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. It's very, very, very clear for those who read this passage, but I'm going to tell you something, no matter if you've read it before, at different times in your life, when it's time for you to take a different action, action that you've never taken before, or even actions that you started taking and then you stopped, you have to be able to understand how is it that God will be able to actually bless you, and you'll be able to manifest and see what it is you want to see in your life. And so we're talking at James chapter 2, verses 14, and it says, 14 through 18, it says, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' but you do not give them the things in which they are needed for their body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.'" It's time for you to put your money where your mouth is, baby. It's time. I just need you to know that it's the actions, not your words, intention of God. I'm going to tell you this right now. Even though this is something that all of us, and I'm just going to bet my bottom dollar that all of us have heard this before, so many people get bogged down in the planning aspect, the planning process, and organizing, whatever. But what they really need to do is get into action. The nonchalantitudes, even the way you're doing what you're doing, if it's not with clear intentional action, you are not going into overflow. You're not going to see the results. I know that sounds extremely harsh. It sounds like, wow. It sounds like that hit me in the gut. And that's where I want to be with you on this morning. We got to start getting deep. When it starts saying, we start saying, we come and we invest in ourselves. For so many people who came to the conference, they invest. They did their last, some people on their last dollar. Some people came, didn't even know how they were going to eat, where they were going to sleep, what they were going to do. And you took an action. You took an action that got noticed. It got you that far to get you into an event to be able to see, hear, and even get clear on what you already know so you can take action. But without taking those daily steps of action, you will not see the results. I don't want you to miss this. As we go through this series and the steps to taking action, I want you to write this down, but I want you to do what you write. I want you to do what you write. There is a very key portion that happened in the conference, and is where we went over the cash calendar, the 888 calendar. And that cash calendar is not only giving you a schedule, it's not only giving you the framework. The cash calendar is not your daily habits, it's the framework of your daily habits, of where you're first going to commit to what you're going to be doing in a 24-hour day. And then whatever hours you commit in that time, you're going to go over into your daily calendar and start putting in some real names, some real actions that will lead you to it. And there is a thing I learned about that, whatever it is, if you have a goal, if you take at least five daily actions towards that goal has a higher probability of coming into success. And so the 888 calendar sets you up for that minimum five that you can do that is going to take you into action to make sure. Now, it's not just a one thing, it's not two, it's a minimum of five things that it will do, that calendar. And I want you to, if you haven't gotten that, you want to go ahead and request, even if you're not in our company, I want you to get the cash calendar. And it's going to talk about whether it is your personal development time, that's the spiritual personal development, whatever area you're struggling in, whether it's organization, whether it's belief in yourself, whatever it is, you got to work on you. And that needs to be every single day. Do not skip a day without working on you. And I highly encourage that you might start off with one time a day working on you, but you definitely want to go and seal your night with working on you. The word says that we need to meditate on the word of God day and night. Why? Because you got to get in that head before anybody else does, and you better go to sleep with a sound mind, because it has everything to do with how you're going to wake up the following morning. And in case you don't wake up the following morning, then you want to make sure that you made a clear communication as to where you want to end up. How about that? And then we talk about whatever you got to do for your family, things like that, yourself, all of that. And then now you got to start taking action towards your business, getting your word out. Go ahead and sharing what you have, share the plan with what you have with people, and then you want to make sure you're doing follow-up, and then you want to make sure that you are getting placed to enrollments, what have you. But the cash calendar is going to set you up. What people don't realize is many a times, you know, you may not know all the depth of technology of success as I have been practicing and I've been trained on over the years. But what I do is try to make it extremely simple so that a person will stop thinking and start doing. And I want you not to take it lightly, but when you start looking at what the Word of God says in James chapter 2, 14 through 18, and we've trained you so often on how we would allow things like distractions or things that have nothing to do with what you're trying to accomplish to stop you from taking action. And so I want to give us some steps, and we're going to break this down over the week. And we start talking about, well, first you thought it. You thought about it. Like, so many times we would either throw out a question where we know the answer is going to be yes in a conference, or we may put out an affirmation, and people now begin to say it, and that's because the thought came in your mind at some point in time before, so you were at least willing to verbalize something that you want. And so you think it, and then you're able to actually say it. But I need you to start writing it down. Because most people may think and say something that they don't truly believe or desire. They'll think and say something that there's not a deep enough emotional attachment to what they thought or said. And this is a very key point to reaching your goal. You've heard in network marketing, they try to say it clear and a cute little, you know, cliche of you got to, you know, have a why that make you cry. They're just saying we want you to emotionally attach yourself to what you've said you're going to do. Most people, it's not deep enough. Most people, it does not matter. And if it's with you, if it does not matter, things don't come to people in a big way when it does not matter in a deep way. Things don't come to people in a big way when it does not matter to them in a deep way. For some of those who've heard and we've done the series on passion, passion is that deep emotional attachment to something, so much so that it will cause you to do things you are straight afraid to do. Passion will help you bypass fear. And so if you don't write it down, you really don't believe it. So for those, when you talk to them and they're, I'm lost, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do next, and when you ask them, show me what you've written down and show me what you really want, most of the time some people have even written it down, but they don't go and say it over and over. They don't go and read it over and over. They wrote it down 3 months ago, and then you never see it again. You don't even know where the notebook is. You don't even remember where you wrote it down. It's in your car. It's in your drawer. It's on your desk. It should be with you. I want you guys to really get them smartphones to be really smart, because many people are walking around with their first million in their hand, but there's nothing written down in it that will take you to that first million, meaning your smartphone. The people that you need to connect with are there. The notes section in your phone is there. You wrote it down, now you put it somewhere where you can see it and remind you when you start acting cray-cray, like you okay with where you are now. Some people say, I'm okay. And I say, are you really okay? There's very few people that are going to approach me, ask me a question about their life or business if they're really okay. Because I know they don't know what's going to come out or how it's going to come out. But some part of them say, I want to get it right. When you say you're okay, is that true? Because if you're saying you're okay, you can't say you're okay and you want to change some things at the same time. Which one of them do you really mean? Which one of them do you really believe? Is it that you believe you're okay, or is it that you believe that you want change? Oh, my gosh. In the conference in this weekend, oh, my Lord, my leaders, they were just amazing. I couldn't be more honored, grateful, humbled at the leadership that I work with, the servants that I work with in our organization. And even with that, we had our keynote speaker, Paul S. Morton, that said something that stuck with me. And when something is said to me and it kind of like, it keeps showing up in my head, I'm saying, wait a minute, Lord. That message for me? And he said something about with success and people being okay with being average, and that average was the top of the bottom. You're just at the top of the bottom. And I know some people are going to say, well, Nicola, what you're doing can't be anywhere near average, but how would if I were to tell you that I absolutely know that I'm only doing probably 1 to 5% of what I know God has told me I should be doing. There's levels to everything, and your perspective does matter. Do you believe that you are operating at the top of your game as God designed you to? Come on now. You have said it. The type of impact that I know that God has called me to make in this earth is going to require much more than what I'm doing now. But there's levels to everything. Would you agree that what God called you to do in this earth, there's much more for you to do? We are going to open up the lines on this morning. I would love to hear from you on this morning. We've come in from our event. And the whole bottom line is I would love for you to share that you have, were you at Synergy? Do you have an amazing time? And I want you to let us know, do you believe that you're operating at the top of the game as God has intended for you in your life? Good morning. It's 706, last 4-33-96.
Good morning. This is Stephanie. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am on cloud nine, and I'm ready to go to work. I will say that over the weekend, it was so powerful. The energy, the synergy, all of it was just all of that. And it was the mom.com, as you say. And I really, really feel like, you know, it gave me a sense of empowerment. Because I've been to other trainings, but something about this one just really gave me a sense of, you know, come out of your shell. Stop being so, I guess for me it's just worrying about what other people might think. Just be you and go for it. So what my goal is, what I've gotten out of this is just to really go to work, just what you were just saying, go to work. You know, we can talk all day about where we want to be, what we want to do, but now it's time to go to work. And
absolutely.
I'm ready.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is okay with whoever you are. Larry and Taylor Thompson brought that home so well that you can choose where you want to be. Thank you so much, Stephanie. It was awesome seeing you. We're going to 478, last 4-2157. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. Mark Bell, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, good morning. How are you, King? Did you have an amazing time?
I had the most amazing time I've ever had in my life. the thing that I want to just point out, what you said today, do what you write, and if you don't write it down, then you don't really believe. And that hurts me because I do really believe, but my problem is I haven't wrote it down. So you know what I'm doing today. I'm going to be writing it down. I'm going to write it all down. I've listened to you. I've listened to all the leadership, and it's time to just, what you say, Nicola, get it done.
Get it done. I love it. I love it. All right. Look, I'm so excited about what's going to be happening. I would love for each of you, all of you attending Synergy, to do a video testimonial of your aha. You know, our leader, Senior Vice President Robin Robinson, we were all in the M Lounge, and she was discussing. She said, you know, Nicola, we got to do something about the aha moments. And that people got at Synergy. She is always so creative. And she was like, we got to do something with those aha moments. So many people got aha moments, and we'd love for your video so we can feature that video. We want to encourage people and what you learned and where you began to get your turning point from Synergy. We don't want to lose that moment. Do you know sometimes if you don't record something, it will go so deep to your subconscious mind, you'll like forget it. So you want to go ahead and do some video testimonials of Synergy and what you learned or what it did for you and what you're going to do about what you learned. I love that. I love that. We're going here now to 480, last four, 7725. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Jason Wolf out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey, King, I'm so good to see you this weekend. Good morning.
I'm actually somewhere between Phoenix, Arizona and Georgia. I don't know where I'm at right now. But I had the most amazing time of my life. I am so thankful for you just still consistently staying in tune with God and staying in tune with what the mission is for this business and just the mission that God is placing for each and every person, you know, through this business. I'm telling you, I keep learning over and over and over and over and over again to quit skipping steps, to just stop mm-hmm. it. Yeah, I can't just, you know, I've gotten away with it, you know, a few times where, you know, people have come into the business, but I don't see the success because if I'm skipping steps, I'm duplicating for someone else to skip steps, you know, and mm-hmm. if I'm not clear, then they can't be clear. And,
absolutely.
And I can't, you know, and so if I line myself up where I'm supposed to be and keep myself open to be coachable, then that's where I know, just like you said, I've written things down, but it's in my car or it's in my phone or it's on my desk or it's somewhere else. And then when people need to know something or I need to be reminded about something, I'll think about it later. I'm like, oh, yeah, I should have done that or I should have said that. No, it's time. It's time to just continue to be open, be coachable. And just continue to what I know I'm supposed to be doing, and that's what I will see the success that I'm looking for. And I will still never forget, out of Georgia, the first time I ever tried grits and shrimp. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, good morning. Hopefully you guys can still hear me. The line, I don't know. So, you know, extremely, extremely important that, you know, our leaders are so clear. Jason and Mark, they're so honest, so excited for what they're going to be doing in their business. Stephanie, it is time for you to win. We're just going to go on to our next caller here, 817, last four, 9137, if you can hear me. Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me okay? Hello. Let's try this one here. 501, last four, 917. four. Good morning. Can you hear me okay? Good morning. I'm not sure what happened with the board. Oh, wow. Let's see here. Okay, you can hear me okay. All right. I don't know if you're in the queue. You want to definitely go ahead and answer the line. Let's try. We're going to 404, last 4, 7972. Let's see if we can hear you okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Donna Harris.
Hey.
I had an amazing time at Synergy, and I'm thankful and blessed to have been able to be there. There were two things that stood out to me. First one was from you. The first thing at the beginning of the conference, you said, write down implementation.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, the entire time, tied back to that. And at times I was just really overwhelmed. And then when Taylor and Larry Thompson spoke,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the things that I've struggled with, is the feeling of being good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said, when you were talking about writing, just write down what it is. And on the side of my notebook this morning, I wrote, I am good enough. And then you came back and said, if you're not writing it down, you're not doing it. Even though I feel in myself that I'm good enough, but I haven't been writing it down, so I can't get to that point. So I really thank you for this weekend, and I'm definitely ready to go to work. I know I have what it takes to make it work.
Well, my mercy, more than what it takes, Donna. Can it work for so many people for so long?
Yes.
You just deserve it for yourself now. More than what it takes. Oh, my mercy. You keep reading what you wrote down until you believe it enough to do it. You know I love you. I'm here to support you. We've known each other so long. It has nothing to do with business.
Yes.
All right, let's get it done. Let's get it done.
Thank you.
Let's get it done. Yes. You and your baby deserve it. You know it. You guys deserve it. You have more than what it takes. You just got to start taking consistent action, any bit of action you can.
Yes.
I'm telling you, action will diminish your fears. I love you. I am telling you right now, do you guys believe that everything I've done it before? Is my passion to helping people, my love to helping people, that will give me the courage enough to go out and do it. And every single thing we do, I got to write it down. My notes and my phone, it's like overloaded. If I can look at anything that I think of, I mean, when God woke me up first early this morning for the potty break, he told me some things that I had to say on today. I don't take the chance. I write it down. I wasn't caring that I was super sleepy. I was hoping that I'd be able to go back to sleep for maybe an hour or so, but I still went and I wrote it down. And that's what he gave me. You said it. Now take action. If I'd gone to sleep and not written it down, it would not have come out exactly as he told me. That's the other thing about writing it down. When he say write it down, or when he gives you the thought, or when he gives you the idea, take a pause and write it down. We're going to go into depth of these steps to taking action over this series. I don't want you to miss a series. I want people who are close to you to connect with this series with you. And I want you to just start taking a small action. Use your cash calendar and move those numbers of hours of whatever you're doing to your daily, hourly calendar. and then your dreams are going to start coming to life. That being said, guys, I love you. I want us to have an amazing day. We come out of synergy. Your time was not spent in vain, and it's now for you to start taking action. Take care.